Hey everybody, hey to nobody, how's everybody doing? So I just came live because I was sick. I hate that this thing be shaking, y'all. Oh my goodness, I hate that. Anyway, let's not worry about that because that's not what I'm supposed to be worried about. Today is 12/13/2023. So today is December 13, 2023. So I was sitting here writing in my book and I thought to go live because Mercury is in retrograde. So let me give you the card of the day. Today's card is the Five of Clubs. And because this is just how I'm doing it, I don't have my cards with me. I have my board with me. And I can show you what I mean when I say that it is the Five of Clubs. And it's going to be backwards. So this is the board that I made for myself to learn the card. I wish I could transimpose it, but I can't. So the Five of Clubs sits... Oh, I can't see. Okay, the Five of Clubs sits up here in the Mercury line. So it sits Mercury... I'm just teaching you this real quick so I can keep going. It sits Mercury, Saturn. Okay? So when we look at that energy of the day, we got Mercury, Saturn. So Mercury is about thoughts. And today is Wednesday. I love Wednesdays because it's Mercury and because I'm a Gemini. So hey, TT, good morning. I'm trying to just say greetings. So TT, I kept you in, you my mama. I kept you in mind as I was going live today because my auntie supports me. My auntie named me. If y'all want to know how come I'm Cassandra's, because my auntie. And I always felt like that was my mother because think about it. If someone gives you a name, you have a connection with them. So TT, I'm just showing you how I do. It's just me and you, TT. I love doing this too. So the cards. Today is a Five of Clubs. It is a calendar day. You look at every day of the week, and it has a calendar placement. And this is what I study, TT, regardless of what anybody tell you. I'm just studying esoteric energies and sciences. And they're based on numbers and days. And then I play with sticks and stones. And that's just... Like when I was playing down south, me and Sally used to pick up rocks and pick up sticks and play games. It's the same thing. Because I'm Mercury and because I'm a club, I have a youthful energy about me. So the things I like to do as a child, I'm realizing I'm still that child. I'm just in a grown up. I just been on this earth longer. But that don't mean I have to stop being who makes me happy. So this is the calendar. So December, so each month, and through that chart, they're called the Grand Solar Squares. Each month has a card, a royal card. And that's how come when I first started doing this, I could feel people's royalty. Well, it has the royal suits, the court cards, that governs over that month. So in the month of December, the card that governs over December is the King of Spades. The King of Spades is Connor's birthday, January the 1st. There's only one King of Spades day, and that is January the 1st. Well, the Joker is December 31st, and it has all the energy of the whole deck, just like the King of Clubs, the King of Spades. Did I say King of Clubs? The King of Spades is December. And January the 1st. No matter what year, you still have the same card. So sometimes, like, Ain't Nothing May and Banny have the same card because they're born on the same day. And it could be, it's different months. Like, me and Aretha Franklin have the same card. So I can resonate with her energy. And then I could look at me and Patti LaBelle have the same zodiac sign, which is a Gemini, Mercury. Still talking about Mercury, it's the number 5. I can resonate with her energy. So sometimes you have more than just a zodiac sign in common with someone, you may share their card. Me and my Madea have the same card in it. Well, there go another one. Banny, Ain't Nothing May, and Granddaddy Paid. Because, see, I know you do birthdays, TT. They all have the same card. They all are Queen of Clubs. And if you look at the queen remembers things. When I started studying this and I paid attention to it, the queen is like the human computer. My granddaddy couldn't read, but he wasn't no dummy. He wasn't dumb by no sense of the word. And now I know why he's the human computer. And then that makes me understand why he had total recall. So I'm the Jack of Clubs. So that's why I used to like sitting under them people. And being that I was named after Banny, being consent, all this stuff is called synchronicity. And this is how I tell my story. And this is how I tell other people the story they need to be told. So we're looking at today's energy is 14. When you add 12, you get 3. Today's date is the 13th. That would make it 4. Because you add the numbers together. 1 and 2. 1 and 3. So now already we have 7. And all year 2023 adds up to 7. It's a 7 of hearts year. Looking at the cards energy. So when you add 7 and 7 together, it's just a quick way to do numerology. You get 14. Well, you take the 1 and the 4 and you reduce it to 5. 5 is Mercury again. And it probably seemed like this month is going quick. To me, December goes really, really quick because it has, and people always say, seem like this month went so by so fast. It depends on the energy in which the month adds up to. Like, to me, May goes by fast because that's the last month. For me, that's when the kids will get out of school and everything. They don't know more. They get out in June. But I look at this stuff daily and it helps me to center me, to make some understanding of me because, and I got the Bible here too, because I study the Bible. But I was led, me and my mom was at the Goodwill store one day. Because Miss Daisy liked to shop, but we don't do it like we used to since after the COVID-19. But I found this Bible, and my mama, the Jupiter, she be wanting everything. She wanted the Bible. She wanted the Bible. Because I seen that, I said, oh, the New American Bible, a St. Joseph edition. She was just looking at how big the words was. And look at it. It's just a nice Bible. And she bought it. And she bought it, but she didn't like it. Because it wasn't for her. It was for me. So, Jupiter. She got way more money than me. Yeah, go ahead and buy it. You're not going to like it, and I'm going to get it. So, when I came over to do her hair, her crown, she said, Sandra, I don't know what this book is. It's different. Yeah, because it's not the King James Version. It's the St. Joseph's Version. Well, I was led to look at on 12:5. I was led to open this book on 12:5, right? So, it's called Sirach. And I was like, who is Sirach? Sirach is Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is a shortened book in the King James Version of the Bible. Ecclesiastes only go up to... Ecclesiastes only is I think it's the book after Proverbs. So you have to... something is going on, y'all. Okay. I don't know. I'm closing up stuff I don't need on this phone. Cause I'm also taping on Anchor doing my podcast, right? So, Psalms, Proverbs, and I think Ecclesiastes is after Proverbs, right? So, I was led to compare the two. So, Ecclesiastes in the King James Version has, and it's a book of Ecclesiastes that was written. It only goes up to 12 chapters, right? That's not surprising. It's a lot of changes that have been made, and there's some changes being made right now. But in this Saint Joseph's, Bible, Ecclesiastes or Sirach, whichever one you call it, Sirach, it goes up to 40 chapters than that. And I guess that's why I was led to want the book. It was just sitting there waiting on me. And she was like, "Oh, let me see that." Because she always... I don't know what this phone is doing, but she always goes and looks at Bibles. It has 51 chapters. So, this is why I say... I'm not against religion. It's just that I'm having my relationship with God. And if I wasn't having my own relationship with God, I would settle on the 12 books in the King James Version. This only lets you know there are many versions of the Bible. And some people evidently what King James thought was important, he took that out and put it in the King James Version. And I think this is a Catholic. In the New American Bible, the St. Joseph's Giant Type Edition, which I think is Catholic Book Publishing Company of New York. Yes. It says, a translated from the original language with critical use of all ancient sources. This was for me. National Conference of Catholic Bishops, United States Catholic Conferences. With many helps of Bible reading, giant... Okay, so they saying this going to help you. This is going to help you. It got giant type, it's simplified reference system, Vatican Second Constitution on Divine Revelation. It's got a biblical dictionary and a doctrine Bible index, okay? So... that was a big difference right there. I said, okay, so I'm led to look at Ecclesiastic, but not out the King, which I can look at, but really, I supposed to already know that if I was a Christian and I went to, no, this is my, this is not me being spoon-fed. This is me having a relationship with my God. When Jesus was talking to the disciples and he said, your God, he was talking about the God in you. There is a God in you. These tools help you. The Bible is a tool. And evidently, there are many different Bibles. But that taught me different versions have different books. And some books may be extended. That's why they talk about the lost books. So, Thanksgiving Day, I woke up and Spirit talked to me, and I had looked at my cards and looked at the energy of the day like I always do, and Spirit talked to me and spoke to me and said, you can do a special. And I looked at the chart, the grand solar for the day. I might have even looked at the just the basic one. You have a pure spread. And you have a life spread that is, this is for the day you was born, this is your life spread. But then you have dailies, and you have an age spread. There's all kind of ways to look at this. because not one of us is going to look at the exactly the same. It's not wrong. It's just your relationship with God and allowing God to speak to you his way or her way. Because wisdom sit right there. That's wisdom. Yesterday I learned that that's Sophia. But that's not, that she didn't tell me to call her Sophia. So I don't get to call her Sophia. I get to call her wisdom. And that's some other things that I'm learning. That's wisdom. Before I knew wisdom had a name, child. That's wisdom. Wisdom sits with me on this right side because here on earth, I brought wisdom with me. Or either wisdom recognized, oh, this baby is ready. She ready. She divorced Jesus. And now I'm going to introduce her wisdom's way. Okay? So I'm looking through this book. And it told me to do a session on Thanksgiving. It was called Thankful Thursday. Okay? $55. And you had a session with me and I just gave you a quick thing that whatever came to me, that's what I gave you. It was very, very successful. I was humble because I'm not on a lot of social media platforms and I'll be feeling like ain't nobody looking for me. Ain't nobody paying attention to me. Can't nobody hear me. That's how I feel at times. But I did it. Got it by Thursday, which is Jupiter. Jupiter is Sagittarius season. Jupiter is governs over Sagittarius, right? And Jupiter is about faith. That's all Jupiter does right now in my life is show me faith. And because I have faith, it will show me. It expands. The King of Clubs is my Jupiter card. Now, the King of Clubs is... My mother is a King of Clubs. And, my Aunt Connie is a King of Clubs and my brother-in-law. Last time I was on, I was saying happy birthday, I think, to George. That was 12-5. He's a King of Clubs. So getting back to that energy, that's the expansion of things. And no matter what it is, it could be whatever energy they're in, it's going to expand upon it, right? So if they drunk, they're going to be real drunk. If they... fat, they probably gonna be real fat. It just expands. If they really going hard in the pain they exercising, they just depends. They can expand upon that. They can become addicted to some things. But if it's learning, you're gonna expand upon that. And I use that card to learn and to for mastery as a club. Club is communication. So then I looked at Sirach or Ecclesiastics, also known as, and it didn't tell me to go to 12-13. Oh, that's funny. My birthday is in the last day of that, the last chapter, 51. It's on page 1251. That's let me know I'm on the right track. So it told me to look through it because I didn't know it. And some of the things that was saying, it said blessings of wisdom, true friendship. And then it says blessings of wisdom. It talks about true friendship. Okay, so I'm going to read where it says blessings of wisdom. It says, my son, and when I hear son, I see light now. My son, from your youth, embrace discipline. Thus will you find wisdom with graying hair. So this may be where the graying hair comes from. And they call it wisdom. And I do got gray hair, but I think if we was to really look at it, because now I feel like the ancestors talking to me, they always check. You know how to, when you take your baby to your grandmama or an old person, they look all over the baby. They look all over the baby. Some of them. Some of them probably like one of me, because I look all over the baby. You look at their hands, you look at their toes, you counting stuff. You just looking at stuff. You're doing just like the doctor doing. You're examining. But you also look at the baby's hair. Because you're trying to see if they have any gray hairs. Or what color the baby hair is. I get it now. I understand it. So this is wisdom teaching me. So then the next chapter was chapter 6. That was verse 18 in chapter 6. My son, from your youth, embrace discipline. Thus will you find wisdom with gray hairs. And I also feel like it's saying, if you embrace discipline, you're going to get older. You're gonna live longer. And so I see that. And then I looked and it said true friendship. And this is 6:5. It say a kind mouth multiplies friends and a gracious lip prompts friendly greetings. Let your acquaintance be many, but one in a thousand your confidant. You only need one confidant. You only need one confidant. You don't need a whole bunch of people being your confidant, right? Okay. So then it says sincerity in speech. So on Saturday, I think, or Friday, I was led to make a sincerity session. It told me to do this sincerity session and make this sincerity session. So I did. So now it says sincerity in speech. This is chapter 5, 11. That equals 7. So remember I say the energy of the month and the day equals 7. So I would feel like I'm on the right track. And being that it's chapter 5, 5 is Mercury, is verse 11. That's 2, that's the moon. I look at all these things. And it says, when now not in every wind, and start not off in every direction. Now, I didn't know what that means, but it said, be consistent in your thoughts, steadfast be your words. Be swift to hear and slow to answer. This is because, and I'm on the right track because it say 2159. This is the reason that I do this, because I allow God to talk to me. I had an incident where I felt like I got offended. I felt like I did, because I pay attention to the moon right now. Hey, Rose. I'm just teaching, talking, cards and conversation. Thank you, Rose, for joining me. Rose is another person that it's like you and my auntie interchange. She is the king of hearts. What is your card, Rose? Don't tell me. Cause I supposed to know that by heart. Don't tell me, bro. The Ten of Clubs or the Nine of Clubs, one of them. Nine of Clubs, Ten of Clubs. Anyway, the Ten of Clubs is the master teacher, and the Nine of Clubs is I can't see it, but I know it. It's closing some things up, but it's communication. It's Mars. It's outward desires and communications. Okay, so I'm reading this how I came up with to do the sincerity session, the Nine of Clubs. Okay, and your brother is the Ten of Clubs, right? Yep. So they right there together, the Ten and the Nine, and I'm the Jack. So it was just like an automatic thing that she would vibe with me and I would vibe with her, and then her brother would vibe. And it's only to teach me, because see, you know what, today, you know how I do. I get hot, cold, hot, cold. But wisdom is the owl. I don't care what nobody say. Wisdom introduced herself to me, and wisdom is not a male or a female. She is both. She is the divine supreme principle. She is the divine or the supreme. Yes, she is. He is. It's what you decide to call him. You know how some people are androgynous? They embody wisdom. Because that lets me know when I see these cards, I know what it is now. So sincerity and speech. This right here is to teach me that I have boundaries. And if I follow my boundaries or my life path, then I'll be okay. It's when I veer off and start doing things. See, I love talking to the clubs, but sometimes I still had to limit my talking if I say I surrender to my journey. And you know how they did me, Rose. You know, I could talk. And I was talking to everybody and they stopped me. They got to give you a key. They gave me a key and they asked me, how did I get this key? I paid for it. I paid for this key. I paid for this. And when I find things that I get power and energy and knowledge from, I sell those things. And a part of this, what I do, in order for you to be given a key, you got to pay for it sometime. Not all the time. I gift out things. But when you first come to me, outside of me being anywhere else, if I'm live right here, I'm live right here. If I'm live on Clubhouse, I'm live. I'm sharing with the collective. But when you, or it's something different. That's something totally different. Like, share, and subscribe. I had to say that. But it's telling me the reason why. This is the proof to me. This is the only proof to me. The reason why they had me to put out that sincere. You got it, Rose. Didn't I send you something saying the sincerity? It talked about honesty and sincerity and all that kind of stuff. And then it was attached to it because that was the word that they dropped inside my spirit. Sincerity. And I feel like that went along with me on this journey with this moon, because I'm doing moon. Well, I don't know. I can't think of the name that she called it. But when I took it with Coach Kair or Oyi Sun, he called it moon magic. And some people call it moon manifestation. Because once you learn a system, if you got people that want to learn this, you can teach it. And hey, minding my moon. That's all I can think. Minding my moon. So me minding my moon, this is what the moon had to say to me. It brought me directions. It said, be consistent with your thoughts, steadfast with your words. If I said it, I said it. And that's telling me, if you say you're doing something, do that. All that other stuff that you're saying you do, you're making contracts. And when you make contracts, you have to fulfill them contracts. So if I'm not fulfilling contracts outside of what's already been fulfilled, long as I got an empty spot, yeah, I can be in a contract with that. But then there's limitations. Because all day last Thursday, Saturn was speaking to me. All day. The Jack of Diamonds. It was a Jack of Clubs. But my Saturn card was speaking to me. It's just like today is the Five of Clubs. And if we look at the Five of Clubs, we look at its personality card. Because you have two cards to play. You have 13 cards to play. Maybe even 14 if you look at the moon. But looking at the birth card of today, which is the Five of Clubs. And that is about Mercury. Is the planetary ruler. And then you look at where it sits on the grand solar square. But we know when we see number five, it's about Mercury. We know Mercury is about thoughts. Mercury is about Gemini. What does Gemini do? Gemini makes it make sense. So quite naturally, I would want to be a teacher because my sun and moon is Gemini. I want this to make sense to me. And then I want it to make sense to you. So looking at that, and Gemini is quick. That's why Geminis have quick wit. Mercury is quick. That's why they have Mercury is quicksilver. If you ever had silver, If you ever busted a thermometer and see how quickly the silver moves, but it's mercury. It's not silver. It's the color of silver, but it is not silver. So they call it quicksilver. It moves quickly. So does the moon. So the moon within Mercury means there can be quick communication, right? So we're looking at Mercury as the month, and that's the number 5. But because 12 equals 3, that's Jupiter. So we're looking at Jupiter. We're looking to expand upon things. We're looking to expand communication or messages or how we communicate. But because Mercury is in a retrograde right now, we're reflecting. And because Mercury is silver of the moon, we may be reflecting emotionally also. It makes so much sense when you break it down into the elements and you use numerology. And you can use a Bible. And you can use the grand solar squares. And you can use the date. And you can use the zodiacal frame of mind. You can use whatever you want. But it's good to be able to touch all of these things a little bit and take what you need. This is what I needed today. I allow spirit to guide me. And it guided me to understanding. And the only way that I could understand is that I had to dump out some hurt feelings. So because I'm dealing with being mindful of my moon, paying attention to my Jack of Diamonds, which is the Saturn, and looking at the Five of Clubs energy along with its personality card, which is the, so when you, how you look at your personality card, no matter what you are. Okay, so I'm gonna do you. You the Nine of Clubs, right? So if we was to say I'm gonna do the Days energy. So if you got your book or if you can pull out the life spread for the grand solar, today's energy is the Five of Clubs. That sits Mercury, Saturn. So you go from your right to left, and then at the bottom of you have all these glyphs, and you go up to wherever. It's kind of like how they used to teach us longitude and latitude, how to direct that point. And so that's where it sits. So all the things they taught you in school, they really was preparing you for this. They was preparing you for astrology. They was preparing you for astronomy, because you look at the planets and you look at all that stuff. They was preparing you for numerology. They was preparing you for if you want to go on a trip and you need a compass. You were playing the game even if you didn't know you were playing the game. You just have to take the leap. So in tarot, you're in Uranus, because the Fool card is the Uranus card. Takes the leap. That's called breakthroughs. Uranus are breakthroughs. So I broke through. So now I'm deconstructing what I learned, because to find out that Ecclesiastes has only 12 books in the King James Version, but in a Catholic Bible, the St. Joseph Version, it has 51 books. That's the reason why I do what I do. Because I know that the universe is speaking to me personally. And I can't disregard that. So as long as I get out of my way, as long as I get rid of what no longer serves me, and that means mindset. We're dealing with Mercury today because we're dealing with the number 5. And then we look at the number 5. So the number 5 has a 10 of spades as its moon card. So the 10 of spades is talking to you. So the reason why I'm looking at the moon card in my life today is because when I looked at the Ten of Spades, I seen the Queen of Hearts supporting. And this Queen of Hearts is my transformation card. So there is another synchronicity or coincidence or whatever. But I call it a sync of I'm supposed to be doing exactly what I'm doing, how I'm doing it right now. This is what's supposed to be happening for me. So then, when you look at the Five of Clubs and you count 13 cards, really, if you count the eighth card, that's your Neptune card. So you know Neptune, Uranus, Saturn. So Saturn would be your sixth card. So because we're in Sagittarius season. No, I'm looking at the Jupiter card. My fault. Because Sagittarius ruler is Jupiter, that's how you find out your personality. Depending on your zodiac sign, you find out your personal ruler. That's how it is, Rose. So if you're the Nine of Clubs and you're an Aquarius, and we know Uranus governs over Aquarius, right? We would go, your personality card would be the Four of Clubs. So you would, today your cards, even though collectively today it's the Five of Clubs and the Seven of Diamonds, you personally would also look at the Nine of Clubs and the Four of Clubs, because you are a Nine of Clubs Aquarius. Aquarius planetary ruler is Uranus, right? Is that right, Rose? Is Rose still there? Is somebody still here? Anyway, does that sound right? I'm going to say it's right. And if you put your card, if you put your birthday in the chat, I can, if that's not who I'm still talking to, I can tell you your card and your planetary ruler and go for there. So, today I want to look at, today is Jamie Foxx and NeNe Leakes birthday, right? So, and they are both 56 years old today, right? So I wanted to talk about that. So if I was giving them a read today, one thing would say is quick communication. Today may be a day of very quick communication, but it may also be a bridge and wish fulfillment with that Seven of Diamonds. Seven is Neptune, so it's inspiration. But the diamonds is the thing that you value. Like when we look at it, we look at the hearts as the children or the employees. And we look at the, we look at the hearts as the young energy, and that's emotion. We look at the clubs as the thought. We look at the diamonds as what is valuable to you, or the earth energy. And the supervisors or the parents. And then we look at the spades as the grandparents, as the CEOs of the company, but it's the fire energy. So being that we're in Sag season, we know that's fire energy, but we know that Jupiter is the planetary ruler of Sag. And we would look at the number three. It all ties into each other. Looking at the number three, that's expansion. So it all ties into each other. So I'm looking at Jamie Foxx and NeNe Leakes at the age of, and then Morris Day is 65 today. I had no idea. Yeah, he's 65 today. No, he's 66. He's 66, because they're 10 years younger than him. So I'm going to look at 66 was last year's energy for the collective. So he kind of like right now playing last year's energy. So looking at NeNe Leakes and Jamie Foxx at the age of 56 years old on today. And they are a Five of Diamonds for life. And they're playing with the seven. I mean, they're a Five of Clubs for life. And they play with the Seven of Diamonds energy, because they are Sagittarius, right? So when I look on plate 56, they sit in the ten of spades spot. So they sit Mercury, Jupiter. So this is how they communicate their faith. They got to have faith in the way that they communicate. They got to have faith in the way that they thought. in the way that they think in things. And remember, I said this is inspiration. So this, they got a full tank right now. So they should be jotting some things down. They should be making some phone calls. But because we looked at this Sirach or Ecclesiastics. Be consistent in your thoughts and steadfast in your words. Be swift to hear and slow to answer. That right there is such a guide. I have to be swift to hear. I'm hearing you. And then I had another little guide to come and teach me something too. It's something they give me code words. They give me thank you, Four of Diamonds. Four of Diamonds is my Neptune card. So Neptune is the inspiration, the inspire. So I was inspired to have. If I'm triggered, I was inspired by the Four of Diamonds to have something, a safe word for myself. Because people have safe words. I remember one time my safe word was pineapples, whatever. And if you want to go back and look at Sirach, and that's S-I-R-A-C-H, I'm reading from the St. Joseph version of the Bible. It's a Catholic Bible. Because if you go to Ecclesiastics, it may line up. I'm not sure, but that would be chapter 5, verse 11. 11 right now through 11 through 15. Well, it's only 11 through 17 that I'm looking at for direction. And it directed me to look at NeNe Leakes and Jamie Foxx's birthday. Jamie still, it seems like they're still replaying things of Jamie not being on his one. Some people think Jamie Foxx is not himself, that he's an AI character, that Jamie Foxx is maybe have even been murdered or something, or he's in the coma and they're testing this clone out on us, whatever. Some people speculate that Jamie Foxx was using too many drugs. And, Jamie Foxx might have, I gotta go study. Jamie Foxx might have then said something about Puff Daddy or something. We never know with all this coming out. But I know that Ms. Diamond said they're going after celebrities. They definitely are. So, the thing I would give them is be constant with your thoughts, steadfast with your words, be swift to hear and slow to answer. That's it. That is my instruction to them. Be swift to hear, but slow to answer. You ain't got to answer. And it say, if you have the knowledge, answer your neighbor. If not, put your hand over your mouth. If you don't have the knowledge, don't. That's what the guy said. Have a safe word then. And if I say I'm tired, that is the King of Spades. That is this month. People may be tired this month. Because December is the King of Spades. And you might be tired this month. Because think about it. December, people get sad. They get sleep. They go into hibernation. So me saying, I'm tired. That was the King of Spades speaking. I'm tired. But it was a Jack of Clubs day. So I get it. This is a whole new language. When I decide to take up this language and learning the way that these cards speak, now I'm learning a different language. And it's universal. It's universal language, okay? So, also, I'm looking at Jamie Foxx and I'm looking for the year. So, they have a Seven of Hearts. And we are in the Seven of Hearts year right now for the rest of the... So right now, for the first 52 days, from here to the next 52 days, they're still reflecting over the Seven of Hearts, the way that they're thinking. They're thinking about last year, probably. We're in a retrograde. That Mercury Seven of Hearts is in Mercury. The Seven of Hearts is in their Mercury. But they go to 55. The Five of Hearts and the Five of Clubs. So you may have a change of heart, and you may have a change in the way. The way that you think is changing with the assistance of the Five of Clubs. Now, a change of heart, you might not want to have a change of heart, because that's what's challenging you to have a change of heart. But there go my 55, so now they go to commercial break. I'm doing a Serenity special for the month of December. And whenever someone wants to mention it to me, they want the Serenity Special. The Serenity Special or the Thankful Thursday Special is always $55. But you have to tell me. You have to ask me what you want. I used to ask how much time you need. But it's $55 and you can book now and you can have it anytime you want. Also, you can get 3 sessions and you can break them up how you want to. They're like 30-minute sessions for $100 right now. My suggestion is you get a reading for 3 months. You get 1 30-minute now in December, another one in January, and another one in February. And that'll take you all the way to March, when the start of the year, the true start of spring. Some people say that's really the start of the year. But if we go on with the Gregorian calendar, it starts January the 1st, 2023. So we're looking at the Seven of Hearts as a Mercury card. But then as their Venus card, we're looking at the King of Hearts. So the King holds the energy of 13, which is 4. We know 4 is Uranus energy, but we're looking at breakthroughs on your emotions. So they may have some emotional breakthroughs, but because it's a King energy, I think it's a mastering your emotions, a mastering how they breakthrough. We go back again. If you have the knowledge, answer your neighbor. If not, put your hand over your mouth. Honor and dishonor through talking. Honor and dishonor through talking. A man's tongue can be his downfall. You can say something and you may not meant to say it, and sorry don't always solidify that it's fixed. Because I was always taught, when you give someone something, you don't know how long they may hold on to it. There are some things I have, and I won't say I done had them for a lifetime, but I done had them for 30 years. So think about, you say something to somebody and they hold on to it for 30 years. You gave it to them, it's theirs to hold on to. You can't say anything about it. So it says, honor and dishonor through talking. A man's tongue can be his downfall. That is chapter 15. We're looking at Ecclesiastes 6, but I'm looking at a Catholic Bible. And 11, I started at 11. Sincerity in speech. That is the gift of my Saturn card, the Jack of Diamonds. Sincerity in speech. If talking is what's important to me, then I am being initiated by these jacks to make it important to me, you know? Regardless to what's going on around me, regardless to what people are saying, I have to be quick to hear. I heard you. Oh, I heard you. It reminded me of Brewster's face. I seen you. She was quick to see and quick to talk. She was... But she did tell. She said, if you have the knowledge, answer your neighbor. If not, put your hand over your mouth. She wasn't supposed to be talking about that, okay? They had nothing to do with her. She don't know what the women was doing over there. Because a man's tongue can be his downfall, okay? So now, we're looking at the Ace of Hearts. We know Ace is the beginning. Ace is the one. Ace has the sun energy. So we're shining. After we master our emotions with the King, we get to go forward in our Mars. And Mars is that spark. And we have an Ace of Spades. So we have a Master Ace, a Master One card. Someone that has mastered it. It even has the energy of the Ace of Hearts, because the Spades have all the energy of that suit. Far as that card suit in it. So we have 1 and 1. They go to 11 again. and we have a two. Well, we have a seven of hearts. Remember, we're still in the seven of hearts. So we're looking at the way we're thinking. It is inspired. Because remember, the seven, we have a seven of hearts in Mercury. So it's our thoughts. It's the way we're speaking. And we have a new beginning with this ace. So because we had a change of heart in our Venus, I truly wholeheartedly want to change this conversation and the way I think and the way I speak. And I want to master this. And I want to go in new. The action of new with the Mars. And that's my outward desires. Now they're outside, but they're inside because Mars is still, and we're still in Mercury, still in our head, right? And then we go over to the Ace of Diamonds. The Ace of Diamonds. Child, they got a good, the Ace of Diamonds is their Jupiter. They expanded it on things that are valued. They have a new beginning. They have the sun's energy. It could be all new. For Nene, and it was Nene, it was Morris Day. So we're going to be looking at them for this next year. If you decide to look at them, we're looking at their energy and looking at their pull. So they have a new beginning with that ace on things that are important to them with that earth energy of the diamond. And it might be some pressure and it might be hard work in Jupiter. It might be a lot of work coming to them. A whole lot of work coming to them. But Saturn, Neptune, inspiration, there's going to be pressure on their inspirations. So I feel like what's important to them is acting and working and stuff. And in Saturn, they're going to teach them. There is going to be some elevation. There's going to be some wish fulfillment with that seven. Because now I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I'm down in with Neptune. There's some things that no one else can see because it's kind of murky to my vision. But I'm gonna feel my way through because I got these great cards in my hand. I have two sevens. I have two aces. I have two kings. I have the King of Hearts and the King. They have an excellent. I'm telling you, they have an excellent. To me, hand to play. This is what I see. Long as they can make it through that Six of Hearts Pluto. Because they have a Six of Hearts. They have a King of Diamonds and Uranus. And they have a Jack of Hearts. So I feel an initiation. This is an initiation. And you have to get through all of these. They got a lot of hearts. They got the Seven of Hearts, the King of Hearts, the Ace of Hearts. The Jack of Hearts, the Six of Hearts, and the Two of Hearts. But they get into that mastery. This is about mastery. When I tell you this is about mastery, this is about sitting on your throne. It's going to be some things that need to be nurtured this year for Jamie and Nene Leakes. So if they can be initiated with this, to be inspired to be initiated, be inspired to hear the messages that are told to them, to master their emotions and to master the way that they to master the youthfulness in them, because I feel a youthfulness in both of them, but they need to master how to control it. It's like it's some things y'all need to tie up and get some wish fulfillment. So this is where the wish fulfillment for me is coming with the fears of their heart, lining up on what's important to them, their values. It's about their emotions or their heart and what they value. And I feel like they value acting and making money and having longevity in this business. So then we get to the Ten of Diamonds. We know Ten of Diamonds usually sits Jupiter on the life spread. But right now on this plate 56, it sits, the Six of Diamonds sits Jupiter. So we know we have the six, which can be The six is Venus. So I just feel like if you play your cards right, everything is going to be all right. And we got the, that's sitting in, and they being supported. They're being supported by the Nine of Spades. And that's also a bridge or a spark. But it's wish, the nines and the sevens is wish fulfillment. And there's some things that you have to master this. I feel like they want them to master and be initiated into that Ten of Diamonds, that Jupiter energy, that center of the universe. They want to master that. And I feel like with this year, they can master it. Okay, so Clubhouse, see y'all. I'm on the right track. I'm going to keep recording on YouTube. Come over there.